This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just about 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And if it feels to you like we might be spending our whole week talking about food, you would be right. Because we started off essentially by looking at how eateries are currently being asked to close at 8 p.m. despite the fact that they're not open really for dine-in customers and it's all takeaway and deliveries anyway, and how that impacts us, the people who like to eat. And now we want to look at the other side of the coin, which is the fact that delivery riders are actually earning less during this MCO because of the shorter business hours for F&B outlets and an increase correspondingly in riders all sort of vying for the same money, really. You know, everyone's eating out of the same rice bowl.
Oh, nice one. I think it's very easy to overlook the people that actually keep the system running so smoothly, right? And the delivery riders, the food delivery riders, are a big part of how a lot of us get our meals these days. The thing is, things are different now compared to the previous MCO. So now with this restaurant, restaurants having to close at 8 p.m., the last order, usually on most of these delivery apps is between 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And I know if you're using Grab specifically, for instance, if you guys do that too, it ends at 7:20. So it kind of really limits the window in which you have to order your dinner. And we've talked about this. We got plenty of people talking about it too.
So from the delivery rider point of view, they're saying that with the shorter hours, the increase in riders, essentially they're earning much less than before the MCO. And in fact, they're earning less than the first MCO, where I think perhaps this is just conjecture. I think more people were actually staying home and therefore more people were ordering, whereas you now have people going to and from work and so able to pick up food on their own and the like. So in an article on the Malaysian Insight, one rider said he was earning previously at least 100 ringgit daily and now makes between 40 to 50 ringgit. Another thing that has come up in this, right, and I think that honestly this makes a lot of sense to me at least, if we look at the hours, and this was brought up by a rider in that article as well, who's ordering food at 6 a.m.? So you allow people to run from 6 a.m. onwards, but at actual crunch time, you cut it all short. And I can see how that would make life really difficult if you are, I mean, we all know how it makes life difficult for the orderers, but I can see how for the fulfillment, it's also really, really, really tough.
Mm, and a lot of these riders, they, different apps or different systems have different salary systems. But overall, one commonality is that you get paid for the rides you take, for the orders you deliver. And so when it's simple math, basically, when there are more riders working, because more people have been applying to do these jobs, then there are fewer orders to go around. And then the fact that there are fewer hours to fulfill those orders in, it all boils down to a pretty big difference. As you mentioned, a 50% decrease in your daily earning is not a small amount.
No, especially not if you were previously doing this as a side gig and it has now become your main source of income. So we are going to be honing in and looking at the experience of delivery riders, particularly for food, because they are the most impacted by the shortened hours. We want to know what your experiences have been like, or what are your thoughts? I mean, I know we spoke earlier on about whether or not eateries should be allowed to extend their hours. And very broadly, everyone was in favor of that. But just what else can we do, right, at this moment in time? You can call us with your thoughts, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we will be speaking with a Grab driver and someone who is also a Grab food delivery driver about his experience. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Balming frustrated minds. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:12. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila, and we're talking, continuing our conversation about food. We are Malaysians after all. What else do we like to talk about? So we're talking about how, F&B outlets have found themselves closing earlier. That's inconvenienced us, the customer, as we know. It is, however, also having a knock-on effect for the people who are delivering food in this time. So we are about to hear what that experience has been like. Other people have reported drops of 50% in their income. We'd like to know, though, I mean, from your perspective, have you been ordering deliveries more? Because a lot of the riders are saying that they're actually earning less. People are actually ordering in less. Is that you? Are you cooking more? are you actually still ordering from places? Are you placing last minute orders at that 720 mark? Call us with your thoughts, 7733 2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. So with us now to share his experience with this is someone who wants to go by Raj. Raj is actually a Grab driver and also a Grab food delivery driver. Thank you so much for joining us today. First of all, how have you been coping with MCO 2.0?
Yeah, actually, I wish there was no MCO 2.0 in the first place, because income has been badly affected because I'm a Grab driver who drives car and also I'll be doing Grab food orders as well. So due to these movement restrictions, there are not many people taking Grab. So the income has been affected badly, but I could say can still survive, but not as good as pre-MCO, the income.
Raj, could you compare what your daily work was like before this current MCO and now?
Okay, so before MCO 2.0, when I go out to receive Grab jobs, like Grab driver or even Grab food, so I'll be receiving orders on a consistent basis where there's not much time in between each jobs that I get, so which means I don't have to wait for a long time to receive my next jobs. However, during this MCO 2.0, I have to wait maybe even 30 minutes or up to even more than an hour before I receive my second job. So that subsequently translates into lower income per day, obviously.
And that's actually exactly what we're talking about, right? Because does that mean that you're seeing a decrease in food delivery orders this time around?
Okay, so I'm comparing with MCO 1.0, which was in March to around July or August last year. And now, last time, there was obviously, yes, the income was low, but then there was a lot of Grab food orders during MCO 1.0 where I'll be receiving Grab food orders on a consistent basis. But it's just the time between moving from restaurant to restaurant is where I lose my income. But surprisingly, during this MCO 2.0, I am not receiving much Grab food orders like before. I was thinking maybe I'll get a lot of Grab food orders during this MCO 2.0 because people will be at home and ordering foods. But I'm surprised that the job is not as much as MCO 1.0 when comparing Grab food orders alone.
And how has this affected your income?
Yes, low orders definitely means low income. So prior to MCO, I'll be earning around, on average, around 200 to 300 ringgit per day. But now it's very difficult to get even 200 ringgit per day. So average is around 100 to 200, I would say. Around 30% reduction on my income on a daily basis. So which is bad, but still copable.
So another thing that we've been hearing about is that there are more delivery riders at the moment. Based on your observation, is that what's happening? And how has that affected you?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think after this whole MCO thing from last year, maybe people started to lose more and more jobs. And this Grab food delivery and also Grab car drivers is one of the easiest way they can they could find side income or even main income. So maybe there are more drivers and riders now, which I think most probably is the reason why I'm getting lesser jobs and subsequently lesser income, because the income is now dispersed to more people compared to lesser people prior to MCO.
So with restaurants currently closing at 8 p.m., do you see a rush of orders towards that closing time?
Yeah, that's true. For example, if I receive any orders after 7 p.m. or even 6:30 p.m., in the evening. So I'll be going to the restaurant and whatever restaurant it is, it's obvious that they have a lot of orders there and they can't make the food in time before the rider reaches the restaurant. So there'll be a lot of authors, and they'll be doing one by one. Obviously, they don't have much of a work power there as well. So we'll have to wait around more than 30 minutes or even more, close to an hour to get our food so that we could deliver. So this means while the time we are waiting there, there'll be more and more riders coming to the shop trying to get their food. So that actually increases the crowd in the restaurant as well. So yeah, that's true. So maybe if they extend the closing hours a bit more, then a restaurant could do it more slowly and people don't have to rush their orders by 8. So it'll make things easier for everyone, I believe.
So Raj, just to give us a clear idea, what would you say are your busiest hours as a GrabFood delivery driver?
So speaking specifically for GrabFood, during lunch hour, which is around after 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and also after 5:30, 6 p.m. is the busiest hour for GrabFood delivery.
So just in closing then, Raj, in your opinion, what can we do better for Grab drivers and GrabFood delivery riders during this time?
Okay, so in terms of GrabFood delivery, I've been wondering this for a very long time, even during MCO 1.0 when I started doing this GrabFood delivery. There is no option in the app where the restaurant can notify the rider that the food has been served. We always have to go to the restaurant to find out whether our order has been reached or the food is ready or not. If there's just that one specific function in the app where the restaurant can notify, okay, this is ready to be collected, which will make things a lot more easier for Grab riders, because I'm driving a car but I still do Grab food delivery. So parking in the malls and everything is a bit difficult. So if I'm not sure whether the food is ready or not, I'll have to go to the restaurant first to find out. So my car will be somewhere. Maybe I parked in a parking that requires payment or whatever. So by the time I get to the restaurant and find out my food is not there, it's a bit frustrating because you have to wait and you will lose a lot of time and income due to that. And also another thing is maybe for Grab food delivery, Grab app can be a bit more specific on giving the jobs in malls to only bike riders compared to cars, because we have a lot of problem finding parking. So maybe the car can be focused on restaurants that are by the roadside or which has easier access to parking. That will make things easier.
Raj, thank you so much for speaking to us and I think for leaving us with some really good suggestions there. That was Raj, who works as a Grab driver as well as a Grab food delivery rider, talking to us about what food delivery riders are experiencing during this MCO 2.0, because like we've been saying this whole time, this 8 p.m. closing time for F&B outlets is impacting everybody.
So many things that he talked about, I didn't even think about until he brought it up, right? Like this idea of not knowing when to step into a restaurant to pick it up. And especially at a time like this, when you don't want to be gathering, for instance, it would be so much more convenient to have a place to wait until you know you're required to go in.
So let us know. I mean, we've been talking about what things are like from the perspective of food delivery riders and the fact that many are coming out to say, and we just heard Raj say it as well, they're earning less during MCO 2.0. This is partly because of an increase in delivery riders. So there are just more people to take these orders. And conversely, there are fewer hours in which to make the orders because outlets close at 8. So we want to know, I mean, are you one of the people who, you know, loyally getting food delivered? Are you going out to tapao food? Are you cooking at home? Essentially, are you ordering food from the wider world at the moment? Are you getting it delivered? Call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.